Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. Thank you for joining us tonight for day 18 of our 30-day prayer. So very sorry we were having a few minor technical difficulties, but we are on now. We're so excited to have you listening in, both by way of telephone and by way of internet. We are so excited about what God is doing for us during this time of 30-day prayer. Tonight, as we continue to press in the spirit into the next place in prayer, tonight we just want to continue to pray for the body of Christ. We want to continue to pray for souls, for the spirit of evangelism to be reignited in us as believers. And we want to pray tonight as led by the Spirit. So tonight we're very open. We are going to be Spirit-led by whatever the Lord gives us. Again, we're going to invite those of you that are on the line in at towards the end of the call to bombard heaven with us. We're going to go ahead right now and get started. We're going to have Sharon to go ahead and open us up. And again, we thank you so much for joining us on our 30-day prayer and watch prayer call. God bless you. Sharon, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. Thank you for allowing us this privilege to come to your throne of grace. Thank you, O God, for being with us today, O God, on Father's Day. We realize and confess that you are the Father of all fathers. You are our holy and righteous King. You are our Lord and our Savior. You're our keeper, our sustainer, our protector, O God, and we thank you. We thank you for being the Father above all other fathers, that there's none like you, O God, in all of the earth, and we bow down this evening to give you glory and praise. Thank you for being our provider and our protector, O God. We give you glory, O God, and we thank you. We dare not take this time out to ask you for anything without thanking you for everything, oh God. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are our great God. You are a great Father. You have kept us. You have watched over us. You've protected us. Oh God, you've given us your word to discipline and to instruct us. And God, we thank you. We thank you for loving us, oh God. And so, God, this evening we want to tell you that we love you. We love you for being our Father. We love you for being our Lord and our Savior. We love you for being our keeper and our sustainer. We love you, oh God, for being our righteousness and our truth. Love you, oh God, for giving us a standard to live by. Oh God, and so we thank you. We thank you for the standard. We thank you for the word, oh God. We thank you for your truth that is forever, oh God. And so, God, this evening, because you are great and you are greatly to be praised, because you are the God that has all power in your hands, because there is none like you in all of the earth, oh God, because we can go to you with all of our petitions and all of our prayers, oh God, and you're the God that answers prayers, we come, oh God, lift the body of Christ unto you this evening, and we ask, oh God, have your way. Have your way, God, oh God, in the body of Christ. Have your way, oh God, and we ask that you would forgive us, that you would watch over us, that you would wash us, that you would direct us, oh God, that you would heal us. Heal the body of Christ, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would heal us from all of our manner of evil, all of our wickedness, oh God, all of our unrighteousness, all of those things, God, that we may have put before you. We pray, oh God, for deliverance and healing in the body of Christ. And then, God, we ask that you would raise us up to be your evangelist, raise us up to be the light in this dark world. Raise us up, oh God, to be the salt in this earth, oh God. We pray this evening that you would raise us up to be ambassadors, oh God, that will carry your truth. God, we say raise us up, oh God, and deliver us, heal us, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to be an example of who you are in this earth, oh God. We pray today, God, and we ask, oh God, that you would have your way, that you would move like never before, that you would send your power and your anointing to visit the body of Christ. Oh God, that you would rest on us, rule and abide in us, oh God, that you would have your perfect will and your way in our lives. Oh God, we pray today, God, that you would do a change, that God, that there would be a change in the body of Christ, that God, those things that may have brought shame to your name, oh God, that they would be a change in us, that we would bring not shame any longer, but God, we would bring glory and honor. We pray today, God, for every individual that has named the name of Christ, oh God, that has named your name, oh God. We pray, oh God, that not only will they say it, but God, that they would live it. We pray, oh God, that we would do it not only in word, but God, in deed, that we would carry your word, oh God, that we would walk in your ways, that we would obey your commandments, that we would live according to your standards. Oh God, we pray this evening for the body of Christ. And we ask, oh God, that you would have your way in us. Do, God, what only you can do. Send your power and your anointing, oh God. Oh God, to visit us, even as when we sleep at night, oh God. We ask that you would have a visitation in us, God, that you would provoke us, O God, unto righteousness, that you would stir up, O God, a desire to live right and to do right, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would stir up in us, O God, a will to do what's right according to your word, not according to ours, but God, that your will be done in this earth through us, oh God, in us, around us. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We pray and we thank you for it, God, in advance. You are worthy to be praised. We believe it to be so, God. We trust you, oh God, to do, because you are the God that answers prayers. And so we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you tonight. God, we bless you and we honor you, God, for another day that you have given us. We thank you for the opportunity, God, that you give us, God, to stay in a position, oh God, of ready. Stay in a position, oh God, oh Lord, to call on your name. Father, we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done and all that you will do for us. Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your spirit and your anointing that is so present with us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have positioned us in this hour in a place of intercession. Father, even as we call on your name tonight and we consider our communities and we consider our nation, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us, God, that you are with us, that you've equipped us, oh God, and you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we are crying out tonight, even as we're standing in a ready position, God, to call on your name, Father, that we just know, Lord God, that you hear our cry. And Father, so tonight, God, we stay in that ready mind, oh God, asking you, Lord God, to continue to watch over our nation, Father, to watch over us, to keep us, oh God, from every plot of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, we bless you because you are God all by yourself, and besides you, there is no other God. Oh God, you reign in the heavens and you reign in the earth. Oh God, and so we just honor you tonight. We honor you, oh God. Oh God, for your hand of mercy. We honor you tonight, oh God, for your faithfulness. We honor you tonight, oh God. Oh God, for your continued, God, steadfastness towards us. For your word declares, hallelujah, that what some consider to be slackness, oh God, in you it is long suffering. Oh God, that for you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of the truth. And so, Father, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for just having that mercy for us, oh God, even in the times, oh God, that we are not even considering you, God. We thank you for those today, oh God. Oh God, that is still walking, God, enjoying the mercies of God. God, those that have not made a decision to make you their Lord and Savior, but God, you have been merciful. God, you have not forgotten about us. Oh God, you allowed us, oh God, to sleep last night and wake up today to another day of grace. And for that, God, we are thankful. We're thankful for every family member. Oh God, oh God, we thank you for them tonight. We thank you, oh God, for every family member, oh God, that is a recipient of your grace and your mercy. We thank you on tonight, oh God, and Father, we pray, oh God, that you'll continue to watch over them and keep them. Oh God, that you'll continue to preserve them, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even hallelujah, oh God, even in their time, oh God. Oh God, where they are struggling with whether or not to surrender to you. Father, I pray that you'll begin, God, to send watchmen and God, that you'll begin to send workmen across their pathway. God, those laborers that would have the word of the Lord in their mouth. And Father, those, oh God, that you have used, God, to be skilled in intercession. Oh God, that will be able, Lord God, to deliver a word from heaven, oh God. And God, that they will be able, God, to speak, oh God, to every area of their life. And Lord God, oh God, that they will see them, God, where they are, no matter where they're walking, no matter what they are facing. Oh God, that they'll be able to communicate your love to them. Father, I pray, oh God, that you would cause us, God, to be more sensitive to the voice of your love, oh God, that would direct people to the cross. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would give us words, oh God, that would help to break up those hard hearts, oh God, those that have experienced so many disappointments, and God, their hearts are encased, and God has been encased by disappointment. But Father, I pray, oh God, that you would cause us to be strategic in our delivery, and Lord, that we'll know what to say and how to say it, and God, that you would make our tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Father, that you, oh God, that you would teach us even how to express, oh God, your heart for them. Oh God, that they would come to know the love of God. Oh God, for we're living in a day and in an hour when people really don't know you. Oh God, they don't know what it means to be loved by you. God, they don't know what it means, oh God, what it means, oh God, to worship you as Lord. Oh God, God, they see you as a judge, but they don't realize that you're also the God of mercy. They don't realize, God, that you are Abba Father. So I pray for those, oh God, that's never experienced you as Abba Father, as the God that makes provision, as the God that watches over his children, as one, oh God, that is a caretaker. Our God, you take good care of us. And God, they've not been able to see it. Our God, because of the vicissitudes of life, because of the things that they have experienced. But Father, I pray, God, that you would give them a revelation, oh God, of who you really are. I pray, God, that they'll begin to have an encounter. Oh God, they need to encounter you. God, they need to know what it's like, oh God, to be loved by God. They need to know what it's like, God, to be called your beloved. They need to know what it's like, oh God, to be called the sons of God. Oh God, Sando Roko Masea. I am the Roshan, then Anamasi and the Rokova. Yes, God, Emananamasia. Oh, God, we need you to interrupt some things in the body of Christ, oh, God, where people are feeling disconnected from their Savior. God, they've got to know that they have access to you. They've got to know, oh, God, that you're concerned about them. God, that it won't just be cliches, that it won't because, God, of a form of religion. But, Father, I pray that in this hour, God, that they'll come to know you. God, they'll come to know you in the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your suffering. God, they'll come to know you as the God. God, that will deliver from a heart place. That they'll come to know you, oh, God, as the God that will save some by snatching them out of the fire. God, that they'll come to know, oh, God, that you're the God that gets in the midst of our situation. God, you get in it to walk us out, that you'll walk us through dry places, that you'll walk us through disappointments. Even things, God, that we failed you in. God, when we have failed you, oh, God, God, you said righteous man falleth 7 times, but the Lord shall uphold him with his right hand. God, let them come to know the God, the God that delivers. God, that it would drive out the spirit of abandonment. Oh, God, so many are walking around with abandonment issues. They don't know how to serve a God that is present. For your word declares that I am a refuge and a very present help in trouble, oh God. Call them to know, God, even in their trouble, you are present. You're not the absent father that left them. God, you're not the one that's in the house. God, and dealing with their own emotional issues. God, that they cannot tap into theirs. Father, oh God, your word declares that we're the apple of your eye, and the very hairs on our head are numbered. God, your word declares that I have loved you with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness I draw you. Your word commissions us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I pray for those, oh God, that are struggling with abandonment issues. God, and cannot draw close to you. Oh God, they don't know how to enter in. Oh God, into that place in you. Oh, but God, I pray tonight. Oh God, break their heart place. Oh, God, of every experience. Oh, God, the things that they have gone through, the things that they have encountered. Oh, God, oh, God, that they will know that you are truly Father, that you are truly Father, and that you want to see about them, and that you will not leave them on the wayside. That you're the God that says, when I saw you polluted in your own blood, when I passed by you, I said, live. You're the God that speaks life. And God, you're the kind of God that while we were yet sinners, you commended your love towards us. You're the kind of God that loves us before we make the right decision. You're the kind of Father before we get it right. God, you make the sacrifice anyway. Yes, God, you're the God that knows what you put in us. And so your thoughts of us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring to us an expected future. When you look at us, you don't think evil, you don't think failure, you don't think disappointment, but you think a good and an expected end. Kandoro Shande, Ekebo Shatandoro Poma, Ye God, Ekandoro Sha, Yandoro Poma, Yandamasi Andoro Poma, help us, O God, our God, to be delivered from ourselves, to be delivered from our rejections, to be delivered, O God, from the words of anger, our God, that was spoken by angry human spirits. Deliver us from that. God calls us to be free in our emotions, O God. Heal our psyche. Heal us, O God, in the deepest part of our being, O God, that we'll be able to walk in a real relationship. Our God, that we'll be able, oh God, to say that we are really entered into a place of intimacy with you, oh Father. Oh God, oh God, that the voice will be filled. And God, that they will not longer be looking for love in all the wrong places. Hey, God, that they will not be snared by the enemy's trick, because they have finally come to embrace who you are in their lives. I pray, oh God, because how can we tell anyone of a love we never experienced? If we don't know what it means to receive your unconditional love, how can we share unconditional love? Oh, Yandoroko Bai, Yebo Shekebo Satanebo Shah, Yandoroko Masi Eko Masataye. And God, they've got to know that you love them. Even as they know that you require a standard, God, God, they've got to be balanced in their emotions. And so I pray, oh God, hey God, God, and that they'll understand that whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, even a son in whom he has great delight. Say they won't misunderstand the chastening of the Lord. Our God, that they won't misunderstand your correction when they understand your love. And Father, I pray for us, God, those of us that preach your gospel, those that teach your word, our God, that we'll communicate the truth of who you are, that we'll communicate your character, that we'll communicate to them, our God, for you said even for us as teachers, God, that we shall receive even the greater condemnation, oh God, if we do not, God, our God, take heed in what we teach. And so, Father, I pray for those of us that teach the gospel, oh God, that we would study to show ourselves approved unto you, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, that is able to rightly divide the word of truth. I pray that we are rightly divided. I pray, oh God, our God, that every time we have an audience with your people, oh God, our God, that we'll preach your truth, that we'll teach your truth. I kind of rose, our God, that we won't teach out of our emotions. I am Oshekonamasiha. Our God, that we won't take an opportunity, oh God, to wound, but we'll take a time, God, to build. I say, God, let us be those that build the house. It kind of Oshande. I pray for us. I pray for every minister, every teacher, oh God, every preacher. It can never shy, every prophet. I am Oshatana Namasiha. Oh God, that they will be able, God, to communicate who you are, that we'll be able to receive you as Father, as Abba Father. Oh God, that the abandonment issue, oh God, will not reign supreme in our lives. Oh God, it can do no shamasi. That the disappointment carried in this life will not block us from being able to receive you as our loving Father, as a loving Father that can correct, a loving Father that can give instructions, a loving Father that can speak good to us, a loving Father that can affirm us, a loving Father that can comfort us. Hey God, we bless you tonight for being that Father. We bless you tonight for being that God. Hallelujah. Oh God, yes, Lord. Oh God, we bless you for that tonight, and we bless you for the spirit of expectancy, oh God, that sits on us tonight. We thank you for the expecting hearts, hearts that are expecting you and looking, looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, our redeemer. God, I thank you for the spirit of worship. God, that I sense on this line tonight. I pray, oh God, that we'll open up our mouths and worship you. God, let the sound of worship freely flow from our heart. God, let us begin to open up our mouths and express our worship. I thank you for the sound of express worship tonight. God, we give you our hearts tonight. God, we give you worship. Father, we worship you tonight. Let's just open up our mouths and worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy. You're so worthy of the glory. You're so worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, Yanamah, Sikanoro Shamah. Eh, God, Emanoro Shane Kebosa. Yanoro Koma, Si Etanebosha. Oh, come on, saints. Let's just begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship him tonight. Ekoramasi. Ekananamasi anoro shama. Ekanamasi. Oh, God. Ekandarabasi. Oh, God.
Yes, you're worthy, oh God. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Oh, Atabando, she. We love you so much, Matabas, thank you, baby. Just because we have breath to breathe, Atabando,
hi, Amoshe.
Hallelujah.
Just because.
Yes, Lord. Hi, Amoshe, Tabasia.
Oh, God, Yandorobo, Tatabaya. We love you.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You. We worship you, Lord.
Our
life brings our worship.
Hallelujah. Moshe Tamasia.
To be one
of the most. Move
and have our being, O God.
Hallelujah.
Worship you, honorable Behanda. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Shatamasi and Orokoba. Mokoroshi. Mokorabasi. Ekanorosh, Shatamasia. Ekanorosh, my. Ekanorosh, Ekomasia. Makanomosia.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Come on, saints, and give him the fruit of your lips. Oh, God, we give you glory. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. He wants us to step into that place tonight. Go beyond the veil tonight. And worship your Father. Worship your Father. Worship your loving Father. The God that loves us in spite of us. The God that knows who we really are. And yet he loves us. He knows every hidden thing. And he didn't just start loving us. When we decided to give our lives to him, he loved us before. Before you got on this side, God loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. His love is just so great. And so he wants us to take a few minutes tonight to worship him based on that unconditional love of a father. Anybody on the line with me tonight? Hallelujah. Let's just open up our mouths and just give God some worship. God wants you worship tonight. We can't. That's his desire. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, we worship you, God. You got to worship him. You don't know what he wants to give to you. You don't know what God wants to do for you in this worship. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Our Father, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, mighty God. Oh God, it caught worship should be easy. Worship should be easy. We were created for this. We were made to do this.
Thank you.
And the experiences we had with him is easy to worship him. God, I thank you. I thank you that we realize that it's easy to worship you. I thank you, God. God, we don't need somebody else to worship you for us. Because of our experience with you, we can worship you for ourselves.
Our life is our worship.
Shata de
We worship your name, O God. We worship you tonight. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you as our King. We worship you tonight, O God. We worship you, Hayamoshi. He is so worthy of the glory. He is so worthy of the honor. Atanoromasia. And I know you know it. Ikobasi. That's why it's not hard for you to worship him. Ikorabasi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, Ikobasi. Oh, yeah, tonight he wanted us to love on him. Ikobasi. How much worship do you have in you, Ukubasi? Jesus. What is the depth of your worship? How deep can you go in? Thank God has been gracious.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
We worship him. We worship him. We worship him. He's worthy of our worship. Hallelujah. God, we don't want to keep coming in and never going in. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless him.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Those moments where he just wants the fruit of our lips and our heart to yield. And when you go into worship, you can't go in and not bring something out with you. When he calls you in, he wants to bless you. When God calls us into that intimate time of worship, he wants to bless us. We leave out with a blessing that we didn't expect.
Yes, Lord.
And that's why we must always pursue him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And my prayer is that we continue to go deeper and deeper into worship, because that's the depth of your relationship with him. That's how much depth you have in the spirit is your ability to go deep in worship, because you're going deeper in intimacy with him, causes you to carry glory. You carry his presence. When you go deep into his presence like that, you walk out carrying that presence with you. And if you desire to carry a more weightier presence of God, then you've got to continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into worship.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in those moments when he calls us to worship, we have to yield. That moment when we sense him shifting us, we have to go with him, because none of it is about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always give him glory. Always. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. All of him and none of us. To Christ be seen in me. Hallelujah. Father, let us worship you until you be seen in us. Hallelujah. That when they look at us, they see you. That we might wear this world like a loose garment. That we carry the aroma of your fragrance with us, God. That the cares of this life will not overwhelm us, because we have been in your presence and you have settled every matter in our heart. You've settled every disagreement. You've settled the disappointments. You've settled the places of anger and frustration, God. You've settled those things in us. You settle the areas that seem unfair.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Refreshed in you. Teach us this. God, we are trying to handle this life in the flesh. And we cannot do it. We need your spirit to direct us. We need your spirit to cover our thinking, the way we process, the way we deal with matters. We need the spirit of God to overtake our minds. We need you, oh God. Before we say things we ought not to say, we need your overwhelming presence, oh God, to rise up on the inside of us. And bridle our tongue, God. We need the richness of your glory. This is what we need. We come into your presence, God, so we can leave out with something tangible. We need a tangible presence. We need to carry something tangible out of your presence, oh God, when we go in. We need to bring some of you out with us, so that we can navigate in life. God, teach us this. Teach us how to stay and press in. Teach us not to rush out of our worship experience. Every encounter you give us, God, let us get lost in it. Help us to lose our mind in worship. God, we want to take up our mindset in worship. We want to take up our perception and worship. Ideologies and worship.
And that kind of ability will shut the mouth of the adversary.
The atmosphere is out against you. The accuser.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You can reach that place of worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My God, yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chains fall off. In that place,
Chains
are broken. And the yokes are destroyed.
God
is working on this line to God, we yield to you. We let you work. Thank you, God. God, I thank you for this God and thing being done and perfected. God, Atanoro Shabai. Atanoro Shekobasi. Ekando ro
roma ye bosta ye manna na de dio sia ye bosta ye manna na de dio ye na de ro sta ya ye bosta ye manna na de dio sia ye bosta na de ro sta ya ye bosta yishende ro sta
e kadoro
sha kama ha ye bosta ba 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 ya manna de dio sia Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see him who is able. My God. Oh, Shatamasi. I thank you for the complete healing. I thank you for the complete work.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It is so. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
God has something specific he wanted to do on this line tonight, and we honor him for that. Hi, Amoshe Koramasiya.
Yeah, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord, for the life you impacted tonight. I bless you for what you did in their life tonight, God. Hallelujah. It shows us more and more how important we are to you. My God, that you would do this way. Hallelujah. My Lord, because of your love for them. Because of your love for them. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God.
Yes,
Lord. God, you met him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We never know where God is going to show up. Hallelujah. But when there's a hunger on the inside of you for God because of his faithfulness, he will meet you.
My God.
Oh, God, he will meet you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He will stop everything else to deal with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To give you what you need. To give you what you need. Oh, my God. Oh, Shatamasi. I give you what you need. Oh, Shatamasi. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Just for you, I'll do it. Ekorabasi.
Ekorabasi.
Oh, Ekorabasi.
Yes, Jesus. Glory, God.
So much is being pulled out of me. I know God is blessing someone on this line. Hallelujah. He's answering that desire. God is answering that desire. I sense that impartation. God is releasing an impartation tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you will not be the same. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He has elevated you in your thinking. Aya nanamasia. Ekanorosha. So, Father, I bless you for it. I bless you for what you've done. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It's not what we planned, but it's certainly what he did. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The only instruction he gave us tonight is just pray. He didn't give us a topic. Because he knew he was going to interrupt it. Hallelujah. So he didn't want us stuck with an agenda. He knew he was going to interrupt it. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So we bless him.
Yes, God.
And for some of you, this refreshing. You're going to feel this refreshing when you get up in the morning. Hallelujah. Some of you that needed this, he came to meet you. You're going to feel this refreshing when you wake up in the morning. You're going to feel this encounter. Thank you, Lord. For those of you, he's specified for this encounter tonight. You'll know it because you're going to feel the freshness of it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we bless him. We're going to go ahead and end our call for tonight. We're right at our normal time. We're about 1 minute past it. So we thank the Lord for you joining us tonight. Prayerfully, tomorrow the Lord will give us a topic and an assignment. But tonight was all about him and us. He just wanted us to talk to him and him to bless us. That was it for tonight. As he gives me the assignment for tomorrow, I will post it on the Facebook page, or either I share it with those of you who are not on the Facebook, I share it with you once we are on the call tomorrow night. So I bless the Lord again for you joining us in prayer. One thing, Carla, are you tomorrow at this time at 8:30?
Yes, I probably can get on. It'll probably be a little later, maybe in between 8:45 and 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us tonight in prayer, and we'll meet you on the line tomorrow. God bless you. Go in his peace. The Lord be with you.
Love you.
God bless you. And this concludes our call for tonight. God bless.
God bless you.